Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It is winter. It's a great time to learn about different types of gardening and even to learn about the people that are behind the gardening products that you use in your garden. And this morning I want to tell you a great story about a company that was started by an individual who loves gardening and has ideas that I think you will enjoy learning about, and ways that you can change your gardening to make them better, to improve the quality of your soil, to improve the quality of your plants, and to keep that garden on the organic side. Now, most of your large companies are run by big corporations. Not this company. It's run by the founder, and he's involved 24/7 and has developed a very, very unique line of products that he started on the West Coast. It has now come to the East Coast and gone across the nation. So I thought it'd be kind of fun to find out the story behind this particular company. The name of the company is called Dr. Earth. They're from California. And joining us this morning is Milo Seamus. He is the president, founder, and the man who puts all of the products together to make gardening easier and safer for you. Milo, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
How are you this morning?
I'm doing phenomenal. I woke up at 5 a.m., brewed myself up a nice, healthy cup of green tea, and I've been anxiously waiting to hear from you, so I'm doing phenomenal.
Wonderful. I know you've had crazy weather in California. Things are beginning to stabilize now, and now we're getting into some cold spell with a lot of wind, but it's a good time to for our listeners to learn something new and what makes a person like you think. So tell me the Dr. Earth story and how you got started in the gardening industry.
You know, Paul, I'm living the classical American dream. When I was a very young man, when I was 20 years old, an idea came to me. I was a biology student in Southern California. And it was literally an idea of when, you know, you hear about these individuals who come up with ideas and they literally just jot them down on a napkin, put them in their pocket, and then they act on them the very next day. And that's exactly my story, the doctor's story. When I was 25, I came up with an idea to launch an all-organic fertilizer line with probiotics, with living organisms inside of them. Now, at that time, in 1990, there was, I mean, really, the nation was ruled by chemical synthetic fertilizers. There may have been a couple of organic products that had no following. They didn't work because they took so long to work. I mean, there really was nothing out there like what the idea was, the big idea was. And, you know, I went to my father at 25 and I said, I needed a loan. I mean, you know, there was no one going to invest in me. I'd never worked for a factory, never worked for a manufacturing firm or did sales and marketing or anything like that. It was just a true passion for knowing that I had come across something that I knew could change the entire lawn and garden industry. Now, I didn't know at that time, being really naive at 25, that it would take 10 years for it to turn a profit. But nevertheless, I still went for it. I dove in head first and, you know, begged my father to give me a $40,000 loan, which I obviously I paid back with interest and then. But that's how the whole thing started, with a $40,000 loan from my father. Went to work, spent every penny very wisely with stationery and back then it was a word processor. We didn't have, you know, personal computers and a $100 desk that I had bought at a garage sale. And my older brother was just finished architectural school and is a great designer. And helped me to design some equipment, some very crude equipment. So really, the company was born in my parents' backyard, just because I couldn't afford to run a factory at the time. So what we would do is we took this equipment that we had built from scratch, you know, kind of the bag filler equipment. And we had built that from scrap wood, my brother and I did, and put that together. And I would order small amounts of the material, buy the probiotics from a biotech firm in Florida, have them send that to me, and then I would buy some other local ingredients here in California, some of the key things like fishbone meal, feather meal, humic acid, and some of the other key components that make up the core the base ingredients. And then I'd get some migrant workers to come to the house, and on Sundays, we would literally just, clean up just kind of like where a car would normally park, just wash it off the day before, and I'd have the raw materials there, and I'd have these migrant workers literally make a mound, just a pile, a huge pile, you know, maybe about 6-7 feet tall, 10 feet wide, with shovels. We'd add the microbes, the probiotics to it, and we would just literally blend everything by hand. This is back in the very, very first year. So, and then what I would do is after we would bag everything, which of course made a dust bloom that would cover not only my parents' house, but would cover the neighbor's house on both sides. And it was just an absolute mess. But it worked. It was very crude and it worked. We had this wooden equipment. We had these shovels and it was just a true passion, a love affair for what I was doing. Then I would go out personally and I would visit my local nurseries and sell them on the idea, educate them on the idea. And some of the really bright ones back then knew that organics were probably going to be something of great importance in the future. And then when I would tell them that I was adding probiotics, living organisms, microbes, and mycorrhiza to break down these organic materials and make them effective and make them work, and brings life to the soil. You know, I was able to sell 2 or 3, 4 cases. You know, back then it was maybe the $150, $200 sale. I would deliver everything personally myself in my old pickup truck. I had a small used pickup truck that I would deliver on Saturdays. We would blend on Sundays. I still had a full-time job. I actually had 3 jobs at the time. I was working in landscaping, working in construction for my older brother, who was the developer back then. And I was also simultaneously working in the film industry, being from Los Angeles, as what they call a production assistant. So I got, I was really very lucky. So I was able to make money through normal jobs and then focus on doctor blending, manufacturing, and doing as much sales as I could. And, you know, it took me a couple of years to have enough nurseries in the Los Angeles, Orange County, kind of that general area, carry the products until I met the folks from Kellogg's. And on the West Coast, Kellogg's is a huge, huge company. And they fell in love with the idea and what I was doing, and they wanted an exclusive right to distribute the Dr. Earth products. And at that time, I had really only had three products on the market. It was an all-purpose fertilizer, a rose and flower fertilizer, and a vegetable fertilizer. So we developed an alliance, a partnership, and they, of course, have got really good quality salespeople and an extensive sales force. And I had something that they needed to launch their own soil products. So they used Dr. Earth as a vehicle. And I needed them as a good, strong sales force. It was, you know, when you've got 20 people selling your products across the West Coast, just as opposed to me selling it individually, locally, it just, then the company began to really increase in sales. And with my passion and drive, every single penny that I would make in profit, Paul, I would put it back into the company. And, you know, if I made a dollar in profit, I would reinvest a dollar and 10 cents back into it. And this went on for a good 7-8 years where I was just reinvesting, developing product, testing the product, and doing just phenomenal things at the time. So that's really kind of the story.
That's a good step of the story. Marlo, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, tell our listeners why you decided organics. And what motivated you in that direction, because, as you said, it wasn't something.
If I had to eat nothing but rice for 3 months, I would not go without my Green Prints.
When I read Green Prints, I laugh so hard, tears stream down my face.
I love, love, love the magazine. I really can't be without Green Prints.
What is Green Prints? I'm Pat Stone, editor of Green Prints, the award-winning best small garden magazine in the country. Green Prints is the one and only Weeder's Digest. Only Green Prints shares the humor and heart of gardening in wonderful stories and beautiful art. It's the personal garden magazine and the best gardener's holiday gift. Green Prints is so unique, it's hard to sum up in an ad. Check us out at greenprints.com. That's greenprints.com. Like thumbprints, only green. Mention Paul Parent in the comment box when you subscribe, and I'll give you an extra free issue.
When I stumbled in the driveway, my nose stuck in your magazine, I knew that I too was hooked.
Hi, this is Paul Largay of Largay Travel, and I'm so pleased to be working with the Paul Parent Garden Club and your traveling hosts, Paul and Chris Parent. This year's trip, August 7th through the 19th, offers a magical discovery of Alaska, Vancouver Island, and Denali National Park. It's the perfect combination of a cruise and land-based adventure. You'll visit Bouchard Garden, enjoy a 7-night inside passage cruise past the pristine wilderness and Alaskan frontier town, and witness the abundant wildlife and beauty of Denali Park. This memorable trip offers something for everyone and provides exceptional value for your travel dollar. So please join Paul and Chris Parent as they explore Alaska. Don't be left behind. For specific details and availability, please visit the Paul Parent Garden Club website or call Largay Travel at 1-800-322-9481. That's 1-800-322-9481. See you on board.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're talking with Milo Seamus. He is the president, the owner, the developer, the founder, and the brains behind a wonderful company of products called Dr. Earth. And like a big company like Microsoft, it got started in the garage. Well, Milo started in his yard with his brother, with the help of his family, to develop a new line of fertilizer for the home gardener. Now, at the time that you got started, Milo, everybody was using chemical fertilizers. Why is it that you decided to go organic?
You know, Paul, that's a really good question. Let's just go back to when I was really young. When I was 5, 6, 7 years old, my mother was an organic gardener, and she was using organic methods back then. So I was exposed to it at a very young age. And sadly, I had learned the story from the history class in the fourth grade about how the pilgrims would take fish, and that they were taught by the Indians, of course, but they would take fish and put it under their corn so that this way they would get a better harvest. My father was a fisherman, not commercial, but, you know, just a hobbyist. And on the weekends, he would take me out on the fishing boat with him in Southern California, and we'd bring home hopefully a good sack of fish we had caught. And it was just an idea that came to me at a very young age to take what my mother would normally throw away, the head, the skeleton, the skin, and the innards and all that kind of stuff. And I began to bury them in the garden, and my mother began to see huge results. And so it was just kind of that was really the first time I had realized that, gosh, these are natural organic materials really worked, because it was confirmed in our own vegetable garden.
Now, if you were talking to a gardener who was beginning first year or even an established gardener, how would you motivate them to change their thinking and go from a chemical to an organic fertilizer? What are the benefits of using organics in your garden?
Okay, that's That's a really simple question. I mean, it may be complex for others, but for me, it's very simple. The soil is alive like the human body is alive. I want everybody to think of the soil very much like your stomach and your intestines. Unless your stomach and intestines have beneficial organisms inside of them, every time you eat something, it would just simply pass through you. It's the organisms, it's the living part of your body that breaks down all of the food that you eat and are able to extract the nutrients from them to give you health, energy, and vitality. Well, the soil is very much the same way. If you're an organic gardener using probiotics, what you're doing is you're creating a living soil so that this way you can really break down all these nutrients and pass them on to the plants. And you got to remember, organic materials contain much more than just NPK, nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium, which you normally see on a chemical package or an organic package. They are absolutely loaded with trace elements, micronutrients. It's kind of like taking a multivitamin, you know, the kind that's got 70 different ingredients in there,
right,
to make you healthy, as opposed to just taking a vitamin that contains calcium, vitamin C, and vitamin D, which do exist and are just very basic. So really, that's the key difference between going organic is that you're creating a living soil that breaks down the organic material slowly, because plants cannot use chemical fertilizers and utilize them all at one time. But they can use all of the organic materials simply because organic materials are not water-soluble like chemical products are. So they don't leach through the soil. They break down very, very slowly at the rate that the plant roots can actually absorb them. That's the beautiful thing about having the probiotics alongside with living soils and living fertilizers, is that everything that the microbes break down is about the very, very much the same rate that the plant roots can actually absorb them. It's like going to the tropical rainforest or to a deep native forest that really hasn't been disturbed by man. It's very natural. You know, materials decompose on the surface. Plant roots absorb them. They grow. Water-soluble chemicals are usually leaked through the soil, and we've learned only 25% of the nutrients get absorbed. So this is a huge difference between the two philosophies.
And the thing we want to do, Milo, is we want to go to your website, drearth.com, to get more information.
A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
HempUSA.org has a newly designed website and a new and improved detoxification product. Order our new Microplant Powder Gold loaded with vitamins, minerals, iodine, and probiotics, and we'll send you our travel-size Microplant Powder absolutely free. Microplant Powder only at HempUSA.org. Call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you only at HempUSA.org. Only this offer ends January 31st.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Injuries, slow healing, aches and pains, constipation, weakness, fatigue are all common the older one gets. The progressive deterioration of the body that occurs almost universally the older one gets can partly to significantly be prevented with conscientious attention to nutrition. If the Hunza men can play rugby in their 90s, then it is possible for everyone in North America to experience a more youthful life as well. One key ingredient to warding off aging and reversing some of it is the type and quality of protein consumed. All protein foods or supplements you currently consume are heat damaged, destroying 50 to 75% of your ability to utilize the bodybuilding amino acids. One World Whey is not heat damaged and allows your body to utilize 100% of the amino acids. This feat no one else has achieved. The results to your health can be amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
And welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. And if we can help you, give us a call right now. Talk with Tom. He'll get you set up and we'll answer your gardening questions. It is January. It's a great time to begin to think about planning your garden. And I think one of the things that you should be aware of are the different families of plants in your vegetable garden. And once you know those families, when you rotate those crops and you change the demand on the soil, you will notice a big, big difference in the quality of your garden. And it's simple. All you have to know is who's in what family of plants. Now, onions, yes, that's fairly simple. We all know that the onion family is garlic, chives, leeks, and, you know, you don't want to plant that family in the same area year after year after year because it pulls the energy out of the soil and your crop will get less and less. And the ability for those vegetables to keep over the winter will not be as strong. So we're going to talk about that in the weeks to come, and we want you to write notes so that you'll be able to rotate properly. Okay, Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Jim from Rhode Island with a question about crab apples.
Hey, Jim, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, good morning from frigid Rhode Island. I have a quick question, actually two if you can indulge me, but we'll do the important one first. I have a mature crab apple, and it has a bit of a northeast lean to it. So I'd like to know if I can straighten it out. I've seen people stake trees, and then how and when to do so.
Okay, and your second question.
It's about lopping shears, actually. I know there's bypass and there's anvil type. Which is preferred for deadwood?
For deadwood. Okay, how large of a branch are you calling deadwood? Like 1 to 2 inches?
Oh, no. For lopping, hand loppers, not like the armature type. Maybe 1/2 to 3/4 inch.
Okay. Personally, I like a bypass.
Okay.
The reason is you've got two blades, and they're cutting in opposite directions.
Yep.
If you have a pair of hand shears or even loppers,
yeah,
and you have a flat surface with a single blade, when you squeeze the pruner or the bypass or the lopper,
mm-hmm,
you're crushing the end up against the flat part of your pruner or lopper,
yep,
and you've got a single blade cutting into that. So if it's deadwood, it's not a big deal. But you're going to be pruning healthy tissue at the same time, cutting back roses, pruning shrubs and trees. And when you get a double blade that's cutting in opposite direction, you're less likely to crush the stem, crack the stem, and that is more difficult for the plant to heal and to recover if you're doing a severe pruning.
Sure. Great.
Okay. Now, on your crab, how much is it leaning?
If I could give a percentage, if it was 90 degrees straight, we'll call that maybe 0 degrees, might be off by 20 to 30 degrees.
Okay. Now, is it bending because of shade? Or is it just it's getting a lot of sun on that side?
It could be sun. It's on the north side of my home. It could also just be, there's a tilt to the yard. I don't know if it adapts to the tilt of the yard. It seems like a lot of the trees here, I don't know, when they do get it lean, they always want to go north, northeast. I'm not sure why that is.
Well, part of it could be the wind direction. So
okay,
next time you get a windy period and there's wind due in, I know at my house they're calling for 50-mile-an-hour winds all day today and tomorrow as the front enters, look outside and see what direction the wind is blowing those trees, because the wind could affect that direction as well as the sun.
Okay.
Now, the best time to stake a tree to get it straight is when the ground is soft and the wood branches of the tree are warm. So you get a day where the temperature is zero or even below freezing. The ground is cold and frozen and the tree is stiff because it's cold. And if you have to pull it back, let's say a foot or two or more, you may end up cracking some of the branches or causing some damage to the trunk itself. So I would wait until March. That way you can drive a stake into the ground and pull that tree to hold it nice and firm in its location. Now, when you stake that tree, make sure that where the rope or the wire
is in contact with the tree that it's protected. And what I do is I have an old piece of hose that was full of leaks. I just threw it in my tool shed, and I use that to put over the wire, and that way I have a nice soft cushion so that the wire doesn't dig into the tree, damage the bark, and create a problem. And again, you want to pull it. I would try and compensate so that instead of pulling it straight up and down, you want to maybe over pull it, maybe 5%, maybe a little bit more, because during the spring you're going to get a lot of rain. The rain's going to soften the ground, the wind's going to blow, and that tree is going to move in that north direction again. So pull it a little bit more than you normally would, and you can either use, if it's a young tree under 3 inches, you can use like a 2x2 hardwood stake and put one on each side, or you can use a triple wire system with 3 individual stakes that you would hammer into the ground and then run the wire from the ground stake to a crotch in the tree.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that you'll have to look at and determine what you think would look the best, and also not create a maintenance problem. So if it's in a planting bed, it would matter. If it's in your lawn and you've got 3 wires on stakes that's in the grass, it's going to create a problem for you mowing.
Yes.
So and you want to mow as easy as possible. So if rather than have 3 stakes in the grass, you may be better off to have 2 hardwood stakes in the planting bed, and it would be like maybe 1 foot 15 inches on either side of the main trunk, and that would hold it in place.
Is there anything preventing me from using the nylon ratchet tie-down straps instead of wire?
Oh, yeah, you could use that. That's no problem.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking in terms of, you know, ease. I can, you know, wrap that on the tree and then just start ratcheting it up, and I wouldn't have to use any protective, mechanism around the bark. I think the webbing, the nylon webbing should be protective enough.
Yeah, as long as you have a flat surface.
Yeah.
And there's nothing that can dig into the bark of the plant. See, the thing is, if you use wire and it digs into the tree, it will create a girdling effect on one side.
Mm-hmm.
So all of the liquids, all of the energy, the water, the nutrition going up on that side where a wire is digging into the tree is slowed down, and then you end up with part of that tree not growing correctly while the other side of the same branch is getting all of the nutrition that it needs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, great.
But the main thing, wait until things warm up, because right now, if it's cold and you pull, you could create damage to that plant.
Okay. That's great advice. Thank you very much. And pruning, I guess I'll do around the same time, maybe wait till spring.
Well, the thing you can do too is once you get a stake, look at the branching of what you have done by getting the tree nice and straight. And you may actually want to do a little bit of selective pruning to make the plant look more uniform.
Mm-hmm.
If you're looking at the plant now and you see that there's a lot of growth on the north side and very little on the east side, it is January. You could go out now, do some selective pruning. Let's say you cut 4, 5, 6 branches, even if they're only 2 or 3 feet long, to make that plant look more uniform. Bring those branches inside your home.
Mm-hmm.
Take a sharp knife or your pruners, and on the end of the stem, split the stem and then put these 2 to 3 foot long branches of your flowering crab in a tall vase of water, and in between 2 to 3 weeks from now, those branches will be in full bloom.
Okay.
on your kitchen table, and you'll have color.
Wow. How cool is that? And by the way, I'll go out and I get some bypass pruners. I won't use my anvil pruners for this operation. As you indicate, it would potentially damage half of the bottom half where the anvil's contacting the branch.
Right. Yeah. And the other thing too is once you get everything in place and positioned, fertilize that tree to try and encourage some new growth. Put some bark mulch around it, and that will help to control the weeds, and it'll make maintenance around that tree, because the worst thing that you can do is to go in there close to the tree, hit the bark of the tree with a lawnmower, a weed whacker, and then you've got problems creating a girdle around the base of the tree with your maintenance equipment, and that will kill the top of the tree, and eventually you have to start all over again. So a nice mulch bed is good. And the other thing that I found that worked well, I had a flowering crab growing up at my dad's house, and it wasn't getting the amount of care that it should have gotten. So it didn't bloom. So I said to my dad, let's make a big flower bed around it. So we cut a 3-foot circle around the plant, took all the grass out, we planted flowers, he fertilized them every couple of weeks, and because he fertilized the flowers, he was fertilizing the crab. The crab grew faster in the following year.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
Gardening is a lot of fun and work until the animals move into your yard for lunch. This year, stop the problem with 100% organic animal repellent made by Shakeaway. Shakeaway small critter repels chipmunks, rabbits, and the dreaded woodchucks. That's right, woodchucks. Shakeaway dormant cat repellent keeps your neighbor's cat from using your garden as a litter box. Only from Shakeaway. All Shakeaway products contain fox urine, proven to be most effective repellent for your garden. Go to shakeaway.com.
This is Paul Largay of Largay Travel, and I'm so pleased to be working with the Paul Parent Garden Club and your traveling hosts, Paul and Chris Parent. This year's trip, August 7th through the 19th, offers a magical discovery of Alaska, Vancouver Island, and Denali National Park. It's the perfect combination of a cruise and land-based adventure. You'll visit Bouchard Garden, enjoy a 7-night inside passage cruise past the pristine wilderness in Alaskan frontier town, and witness the abundant wildlife and beauty of Denali Park. This memorable trip offers something for everyone and provides exceptional value for your travel dollar. So please join Paul and Chris Parent as they explore Alaska. Don't be left behind. For specific details and availability, please visit the Paul Parent Garden Club website or call Largay Travel at 1-800-322-9481. That's 1-800-322-9481. See you on board.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LaCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LaCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LaCig.com. And LaCig smokes the competition. reputation by serving thousands of worldwide customers with Real People customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeSig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Stop the pain from broken, chipped, and damaged nails and eliminate toenail fungus with a revolutionary new nail hardener, Nails of Steel. Just apply one drop of Nails of Steel over natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time and it's guaranteed. Try this all-natural antifungal and herbal formula for women and men. Call 816-896-8307 or get free shipping at nailsofsteel.com. Nailsofsteel.com. It's like a salon in a bottle.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parrot God Club. Before we go to the next caller, I want to give you one suggestion. We were talking about a tree that's growing in one direction and there's less branches and foliage in the opposite direction. Always keep this in your head. Pruning stimulates growth. So in the spring, when your trees are done blooming, if you notice that the backside of your plant is thinner than the front side of your tree, take your hand pruners and cut an inch or two off of every single branch that looks to be thinner than the branches on the other side of the tree. There's a hormone on the tip of that branch, and it controls the growth of the plant. If you prune and remove the hormone, the dormant buds that are on that branch will begin to grow and your tree will thicken. So pruning, even though it's going to make the plant smaller, will stimulate the dormant buds, wake them up, and the plant will end up thicker. Okay? Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Linda from Connecticut with a question about shrubs.
Linda, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parrot God Club.
Yeah, glad to hear from you. Your show is great.
Thank you.
Paul, I do everything mail order, and I order specifically anything with a berry on it. So I went crazy a couple of years ago and ordered a dozen of some pretty obscure things, at least obscure to me.
Mm-hmm.
They're all doing well, except the sea buckthorn and the goji berry. I got leaves this year. They're going into their third year. I finally have leaves. I have two of each, two goji and two sea buckthorn.
Okay.
So any information you can give about siting, pruning, fertilizing, I'd appreciate. And
okay.
One other thing, the mulberry. I bought half a dozen. Four of them, I keep 5 feet high, and they're doing well. I want them shrub-like. The others are grown into trees. When can I prune them?
Okay. If you prune them now, you're going to remove the possibility of the plant having flower buds, because the flower buds are on the new growth made during the previous year. So during this past summer and the fall, any flowering and fruiting plant made flower buds starting in June through September. So wait until the plant leaves out or flowers before you do pruning, so that you don't remove those buds and lose the berries that you purchased the plants for. Now, what I'd like you to do is this. Send me an email. My email address is pparent, P-A-R-E-N-T, at roadrunner, all one word, roadrunner.com. And write down the plants that you purchased. And if you could tell me what their exposure is, whether they're getting sun all day, whether they're getting morning sun, light the day sun. Also, what's the soil like? Is it clay? Is it sandy? Do you get standing water? You know, the more information you can give me about your site, your exposure, and the plant, then I'll email you back with the information that you're looking for, so that these plants will do good. Now, sometimes when you buy a mail order plant, you're buying a small plant, and it's going to take time for that plant to mature and get established in your yard. And it could take, depending again on the plant, the size that you purchased, and the exposure, it could take 3 years or more before they are mature enough and established enough to get them to flower and to produce the berries that you purchase. So that's information. So how big are they? The more information you give me, the more information I can give you and get you well established. Have a great week, everybody. Sign up for the newsletter. Remember, PaulParent.com, free newsletter every single Thursday on gardening. Have a great week.
Looking back on 2012, we ask ourselves, how did we ever survive? From natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought, to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy. Our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. At eFoods Direct, we hear from customers every day that are fortunate enough to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. After Hurricane Sandy, Danny from New York City wrote, "Almost all of the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and niece. It is better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. I can warn you, but I can't feed you." Heed the warnings and do what Alex has done. Call 800-409-5633 today, or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and build your food supply. It's the best tasting non-GMO long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.